Forward. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide then from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Psalm 78:2-7. Brother R. R. Rajmani, whose writings are taken as the authority of this book, was an elder of the church at Jehovah Shammah No. 19 Ridderdon Road, New No. 4 Church Lane, Weppery, Madras, ever since the assembly was established by the Lord. His autobiographical sketch has been published under the title Monsoon Daybreak, compiled by Dr. Angus I. Kinner. Brother Rajmani was a close associate of Brother Bhakt Singh, the human instrument the Lord of the Harvest used mightily to awaken the slumbering Christians, to bring about a glorious revival in the Church of India, beginning from Madras in the years 1939 to 1941, which spread to the whole of the subcontinent in the following decades. Brother R. P. Dorai Raj, his younger brother and Brother George T. Rajaratnam, assistant manager of George Oakes Company, was also an elder in the church at Jehovah Shammah from the beginning. Many other saints, like Dr. Rajendran, Brother T. P. Srinivasan and Brother E. V. Philip were also helping them as deacons. They were all of one mind in building the assembly, and even to suffer for the Lord when God desired to do a new work in Madras through the preaching of His word through Brother Bhakt Singh, as stated in Psalm 110:3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, KJV. The denominational groups, which sponsored Brother Bhakt Singh to preach the gospel and to hold revival meetings in Madras in the beginning, soon closed their doors for his plain teachings against sin and advocating scriptural church order. Greatly encouraged by the Lord, and by a small company undaunted saint whose names are already mentioned, held on together as one man with Brother Bhakt Singh to know the mind and plan of God in building his church. They steadfastly went ahead as God gradually revealed His plan and pattern uncompromisingly without fear or favor for man, facing oppositions and persecutions. Their one aim was that they should stand for the word of God and oppose the traditions of men, that is, the improper church order, Matthew 15:3-6, and man-made rules and plans. Hence, they choose to follow the word of God at any cost. Of course, it did cost them their time, money, respect and honor, and it was worth paying as the subsequent developments have proved. As David said, I will not sacrifice unto God that will cost me nothing. 2 Samuel 24:24. They were prepared to spend and be spent for the Lord, and the Lord in turn greatly blessed them for their sacrifice. It was in the heart of Brother Rajmani to put these things in black and white for the benefit of the future generation, and he had expressed his longing and burden to me on several occasions. But he could not fulfill his desire during his lifetime. However, he kept carefully all the records written with his own hand. This book is the mere compilation of all his manuscripts together with other messages which he gave in the church during special Bible studies under the heading, The Oxen Stumbled. 1 Chronicles 13:9. I had the privilege of sharing his spiritual thoughts and the concern which he had for the future generations. Having intimately moved with him as a co-worker in the assembly, I had been burdened to share his vision with others. Even though he was not privileged to see his desire fulfilled, yet he had preserved the manuscript safe, with the hope and prayer that they would soon see the light of the day, and will be published for the glory of God and for the edification of his chosen people. He passed away to glory on 21 June 1980 at the age of 84. After his passing away, the copies of manuscripts were misplaced by his children, and I had lost them all, but the Lord enabled me to find and gather all his records and writings. The burden to publish them early was in my heart, and it increased day by day, so that the great and the marvelous work of God done in our midst and in our age be made known to our children and children's children. Brother Bhakt Singh's messages given now and then, and especially during the 25th year special meeting, in connection with the same work of God, are also included in part 2 under the heading, A Prepared Place and a Prepared People, to give a fitting support to the theme of this book. My earnest desire in printing these manuscripts in a book form is that what we have seen and heard, through our fathers be not hid but be made known to our children and to their children, so that they may set their hope in God, and forget not the works of God but may keep His commandments. Psalm 78, 6, 7. It is my earnest prayer that the Lord who enabled me to edit this book will also accomplish the purpose for which it is published. Amen. Edwin Samuel.